himself has arrived, in fact. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air. Join me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every time I introduce programs like this, Ken, you're the star of the program, and I'm the announcer. I feel like Ed McMahon. And now here's Ken. But tell people who don't know maybe that you're on with me during the week.
That would be an honor to work with Ed McMahon.
Well, at this point in time, you'd rather be where you are than he is. Not that he isn't in a good place, but he's not anywhere we can introduce you anywhere. God bless him. The essence of this program is to find out what's going on and to sort of delve into your specific situation. Ken has so much great background. Cardiology is his specialty, but he's been trained in all kinds of things that are important in Western medicine. And he's blended a lot of the info that he's learned over the years experientially in other areas that sort of bring around a good, well-rounded treatment. Once in a while, I push the envelope, get him to think about a little extra one, two. Sometimes he agrees, sometimes he doesn't. It's okay. It's all about the science, the research, and the evidence. 888-553-7536. Frank is in, Dave first. Dave, you're up with Dr. Ken. Let's get right to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for you. I run 5 miles every day in about 37 and a half minutes, a pretty good pace. When I'm at the gym, I keep hearing that if I continue to do this, I'm going to need a knee replacement and a hip replacement when I get to be 60 years old. I just wanted your thoughts on that, and is there anything I can do to prevent it?
You have to swear to the audience that I didn't ask you to call, right?
Yeah.
Because it's amazing that you've called, because there's a story I wanted to do this week out of the American College of Rheumatology 75th annual scientific meeting this week, that it states that most sports actually don't raise the risk of knee osteoarthritis. And while most sports don't seem to raise the risk of knee arthritis, some do. And they're particularly hard on the knees. Let's talk about this a little. This is what they're reporting. This is the cutting-edge information on this whole issue. Both elite and non-elite soccer players warrant increased risk of knee osteoarthritis. So, too, are competitive long-distance runners, weightlifters, and wrestlers. But there's no increased risk of osteoarthritis with basketball, boxing, here's the list, cross-country skiing, ice hockey, orienteering, someone tell me what that is, shooting, throwing, and track and field. Does that help, Dave?
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that because I was a wrestler for about the first 20 years of my life, so I got two of those categories. So I may want to go ahead and mix up the exercise then.
What is orienteering? Do you know what that sport is?
Yeah, it's when I used to be in the Army. It's what it is you get the grid coordinates and you run from one place to another based on the compass, use of a compass.
I have to get out more often.
Well, you know, I appreciate you taking my call.
Let me ask you one question. In terms of the running and the sort of things that you're doing, you understand that the running that you do on the tarmac is harder on your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back, your neck, than if you were to run on a grassy area. Let's say you could get on one of those tracks that is grass, or some of the new tracks. I think some of the colleges, universities have a cork substance, I think, Ken, isn't it? It's
yes.
Much easier. If you're pounding away on the street, you're going to have a problem.
Dave, it seems to me with your sports history, you are pushing your luck.
I appreciate that. And
what do you think? Do you have an indoor pool nearby?
No. I have my own pool in the backyard, but unfortunately in upstate New York you can only use it for about 2 months a year.
Time to move to Florida. There you go. They'll take care of you. Take care, sir. 888-553-7536, the health and wellness newsletter this weekend. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see there are all kinds of things that Dr. Ken, a daily dose. You click on his picture, and you'll get to where you can sign up for the newsletter. Same thing at drkenshow.com. What do we find the benefits informationally in the newsletter this week are?
Well, we couldn't get it all into one newsletter, so we had to extend it to a second week. This week it's the latest in food-related news, how to keep yourself healthy with the latest studies on food.
food is important. What is their, if, and we want to, the thing that so many people think they hear from folks, nutritionists who say you're going to do veggies and you're going to do this, it doesn't mean that you have to have a bland diet. It doesn't mean you have to have food that tastes bad. It just means you have, there are lots of different ways to prepare food, the good food that will make it taste good and be good for you, right?
Absolutely. You know, Dave up in upstate New York, he should just take up cross-country skiing or ice hockey.
Yeah, there you go. Well, ice hockey's kind of tough on you. Well,
not on the knees.
No, okay.
According to this report.
All right, 888-553-7536. Frank in Albany. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken now.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Frank.
A couple weeks ago, I was I had an episode of wavy lines in the left visual field of my left eye. Just one eye.
Okay.
And I went to a retinal doctor, and
so no retinal detachment?
No.
Good.
Didn't really see anything.
Okay.
I was asked to have a blood test taken, and everything was normal.
Did the eye doctor recommend a carotid ultrasound, look at the circulation of the pipe from the heart to the brain?
No, they did not.
Because that, so let me back it up a second, Frank. So the eye doctor said this is not being caused in my area. You know, you need to go see another kind of doctor, essentially.
No, I had the blood test, and the only thing that was high was the C reactive protein was okay. Like 8.7 or something like that.
Was this the HS, the highly sensitive C reactive?
No, it was not. It was not the highly sensitive one.
And what was the doctor looking for? Because that's a pretty non-specific test. It just tells you inflammation in the body. Was he looking for an inflammatory disease in the eyes?
Well, she was really looking at, did I have some kind of a heart or, you know, a blood, or yeah, heart, basically. And
so the eye doctor was looking in the heart, huh? Okay.
Where I am now is
I'm beginning to see wavy lines here, Frank. what I would recommend, all kidding aside, is what I think the eye doctor was telling you was that there's the problem, and I would confirm this with the eye doctor, because this is a common sequence. I would just ask the eye doctor, did you mean to tell me that the problem is not being caused by anywhere in your territory? Okay. And that's a very fair question that you should have walked out of that office knowing. And if you haven't, you should call back and confirm that. And they should not yell at you, because that's a very fair question that you should have answered. If not, if it's not in their territory, which is what it seems to me, the next place to look is in the circulation from the heart to the brain. And make sure that there's no obstruction in the carotid artery. Make sure that you didn't have a TIA. Also make sure that the heart is beating okay. You're not in what we call atrial fibrillation, so you don't have any clots coming off from the heart. So you need the next step to see, to talk to your either primary care doctor and get a referral to a cardiologist and just get this all taken care of. And this can be done without any invasion into the body. A little bit of ultrasound and an EKG can answer all of this.
Okay, and I do have glaucoma, which I've had for, you know, since 1984. So, and I've had some serious eye issues.
May I ask you? Let me ask something here on my side. Does it look like you have it only in one eye? Is it when you have if you have dish television and the picture goes out and there are these little squares in the screen? Does it look like that in your eye?
No, it's more like when we had analog TV and it had wavy lines.
Okay.
And it was just on the one.
Because sometimes those, I've been told, because I have them once on a blue moon, that they're called an ocular migraine. But that doesn't sound like what he's got, Ken, huh?
No. And they're not like, have you ever had a floater, Frank, where you just see like sparkle?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that to me either.
No.
It doesn't at all to me. And that's why, again, the eye doctor can simplify this for you so easy and give you peace of mind, Frank. Just ask them if it's in their area, because you don't know the answer to that, and that's why you have this too much uneasiness about this that you don't deserve.
Right. Okay. I agree wholeheartedly with you.
Okay. And if you talk to the eye doctor and then you are still unclear where to go, give me a call back, because hopefully then they'll get you into the right spot. A heart doctor who looks at circulation in the heart as well as up to the brain, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
That was a good conversation, concluded satisfactorily, it would seem. 888-553-7536, and that's the thing. When you call here, you will go away satisfied. Hopefully, that's the case anyway. More from Dr. Ken in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The latest in medical news, good news as a matter of fact, high-fiber diets may be good if you are worried about colon cancer. How's that, Ken?
Great news this week out of the BMJ that colorectal cancer, Doug, it's the third most common cancer worldwide, and eating a high-fiber diet, it can reduce the risk of colorectal cancer, especially if the fiber's from cereal and whole grains. Each 10 grams per day increase in intake of total dietary fiber cereal is associated with a 10% reduction in the risk of colorectal cancer.
So the greens and the reds. The fiber stuff that comes from fruit and these sorts of things that you're talking about, these are all good, very, very good for this problem.
The cereal and the whole grains seem to be the best source if you're dealing with colon cancer.
Other items that are good to know from Ken's research this week.
7 tips for a good night's sleep. You want to set priorities for the to-do list. Don't think you have to get everything done before you go to sleep. Give yourself a half hour to an hour to wind down and relax. Also, 1 hour before bedtime, make a list of the things that need to be done the next day so you're not brooding over this, trying to get to sleep. Limit the screen time. You know, we all take our devices to bed. You don't want to do this. Put the iPhone, the Android, the iPad, the iPod, anything with light. Keep it out of the bed, and get out of bed if you can't sleep. Exercise can help you get a good night's rest, and go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. And obviously no caffeine in the evening.
So exercising is good just before you go to bed. I've always been told that you ought not to do it because it'll get you all charged up. Your body's going to start
working. You don't
want
to do it right before you go to sleep, but just in general, exercising will help sleep during the day.
All right, get those muscles working, and part of what you're doing is feeding them, and that will help you to be relaxed.
And if these tips don't work, you need a sleep specialist. You really do have a problem.
888-553-7536. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus as Good Day Weekend continues.
Out of my mind.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. with a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Trying to look on the bright side of whatever medical problems you have. A smart way to get on the right side of them is to ask questions and get answers and move to the next step. So we'll work that magic hopefully with Stan, who's in Minnesota. Stan, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, hello. See, I've been feeling real tired and felt like my heart rate had changed. So I started checking my pulse and my blood pressure and determined I had a missing heartbeat. So I went to see the doctor, and he gave me an EKG and a blood test, and he told me that was all normal. Well, I still didn't feel right, so I told him I wanted a heart monitor. So I wore a heart monitor for a day and went back to see the doctor. And he went over the chart with me, and he showed her my heart had been missing beats. But he said because of the chart pattern, it's nothing to be concerned about. And he said the pattern was something like a CPR or something like that. Well, I'm still kind of concerned, and I was wondering, should there be a concern if you told me so I can miss beats now and then?
Stan, well, not now and then, but what kind of doctor did you have your evaluation with? Was this a cardiologist or an intern?
No, it wasn't. Intern.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And they were trying, but I think you need the bigger picture looked at your age, because often when the electrical system is not working well, it's a plumbing problem in the heart. And at your age, you need to make sure that if it looked to the doctor like it wasn't a dangerous rhythm issue and this is bothering you, you're symptomatic from it, which you clearly are. Do you have high blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar issues, or obesity, or a smoker, or a family history of heart issues?
Well, the only thing I have is that I do have high cholesterol.
Okay. And you're obviously a guy over 45, so you need to make sure your plumbing's working. You know, yesterday you need either a stress test or a CTA of the coronaries to make sure that that's okay. I would check your thyroid. I would try to avoid caffeine, fatigue, or stress. Don't take any over-the-counter stimulants. Make sure you're not on any stimulants, but get this thing taken care of. Ask, your next step is ask for a referral to a cardiologist.
Well, let me ask you, is it possible that you can have missing some heartbeats and it not be a serious problem?
Yes, you can have benign arrhythmia. It's not life-threatening. It's just a nuisance, yes. But I wouldn't make that assessment purely on a monitor of your rhythm at your age. I'd want to make sure the plumbing is okay.
Would that missing beats cause me to be tired, you know?
I'd have to look at that. It could be if there were pauses. Sometimes there are long pauses if your underlying heart rate is not very rapid, and you can have your heart pause, and that can make you tired. Did they report any pauses to you?
Well, missing B said be a pause, right?
Well, it does end up with a pause. It's just a matter of how long it was.
Yeah, well, apparently he didn't think it was too long because he said it shouldn't. That's
Stan,
no concern.
You need go see a heart doctor, okay?
Yeah.
Because you know, I don't want to say anything bad about your primary doctor, but this needs a little more attention to the specialist. It's not resolved. You're symptomatic, and at your age, you know, if you were a lot younger without any risk factors, I would say forget about it. But I can't be sure in your situation that this is not a warning that there's something wrong with the plumbing, and it's just presenting itself as an electrical issue with the heart.
And Ken never goes out of his way to scare people, but he told you to get it done yesterday. So that should be your cue, Stan. And get that done, see where it leads you. Thank you, and good luck. 888-553-7536. Brian in New York, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling, and I've had tubes put my ear this last week, and my ears have been draining, and it's like a faucet. My ears keep draining and draining, and I was wondering how long my ears are going to keep running like a faucet.
Boy, you're asking me a hard question because I don't have the luxury of seeing this and being there and looking at it and knowing your exact diagnosis. And this is, you know, the person who can give you the best question. I don't mean to turf the question, but did you ask the ear doctor who was in there who saw it and has made the diagnosis?
Yes, and he said 1 to 2 days. Well,
okay.
I'm going on my third or fourth day here.
Okay. Well, that's what I was expecting was going on. I just wanted to confirm that. Your next step is to call them back and let them know that it's not getting the job done, because I would be concerned that they have the right diagnosis. I would be concerned that there might be a complication of the procedure. I would be concerned that they need to do something else. But if, you know, this is just a general basic good form of being a good patient. The doctor tells you to expect the result. You don't get it. You're supposed to call the doctor back. I wouldn't be in any way uneasy about doing that. And hopefully they'll be glad you called.
All right, sir. 888-553-7536. You know, I've noticed in the first hour and a half, we have had well over a dozen men that we have spoken to and only a few ladies with questions, which leads me to believe that women this week, anyway, are much healthier than the men. So if there are women...
Prove Doug wrong.
Yeah, prove me wrong. Prove that you're sicker than the guys are. 888-553-7536 at half past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Okay, here we are at 33 and change past the hour, final half hour for your opportunity to get to Dr. Ken. Take it to heart and take advantage of that toll-free number, 888-553-7536. Nothing is more important than your health for your own well-being, your peace of mind, enjoying life. So get at it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your health. Ask questions. Try to give you some answers. Ken cannot diagnose you over the phone, but he can send you in the right direction. So we'll try that with Gene in Utica. You're up next. Hi.
Hi. Okay. Dr. Ken.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to put you on hold. You have your radio on. One of the things that's mandatory, no matter what talk radio program you're calling, you got to turn your radio off. You can't listen
Don't
to what's going on
away.
Because there's a delay. It just doesn't work. So, Ronnie, you're on. Go ahead. You're with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a son that's 32 years old.
Sure.
And for the last year, he's been having, in his left shoulder and his chest, he's been having severe pains. And he's been to six or seven doctors. He went to a cardiologist. They checked him out, say his heart's fine and everything. And they gave him relaxed muscles. They say it's a pulled muscle. That's what
a muscle relaxant.
Right. They told him it's a pulled muscle. Well, it left for a while, then it comes back. But he went back, and now they're telling him he has arthritis in his left shoulder down into his chest.
Ronnie, has he had any neck problems? Has he been in any motor vehicle accidents?
He was in one, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, yes, but he wasn't hurt or anything. It was a...
Has he been to a good orthopedic doctor?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, so they checked out his heart. We know it's not the heart. The other possible things that it can be, most likely it's something musculoskeletal. It can be in the GI tract, the stomach, the intestine, the gallbladder, but it can be in the lungs. It can be in the brain. But most likely, does he do something very physical? Is his work physical? Does he lift weights?
He was lifting weights for a while, yes. And
okay.
he's also been doing some pretty good lifting on in labor and what he's been doing.
The next step for him is to see an orthopedic doctor, orthopedic surgeon. Not that he needs surgery, but the orthopedic surgeons are really good at diagnosing the shoulder area, which can be very tricky for most of us physicians who don't work in that area every day.
Well, see, they wanted him to take a stress test.
Well, I thought you said he, I thought you said that's the heart. I thought you said they already cleared him.
He already went to cardiologist. Yes, they used the EKG and
did they do a stress
imaging thing and checked him.
Did they do a stress test?
He wouldn't take it because he has to take some kind of stuff, and they tell him there's a chance he can die from it and all that, and he's worried about...
Well, ask them to do what's called a stress echo. There's no nuclear material. There's no injection in that one. Find a heart doctor that does it that way, or even possibly just a walk on the treadmill. But if they need to do imaging, ask for a stress echo. It sounds like they wanted to do a nuclear stress test. Ronnie, just so you understand it, there's some gap in knowledge here. I mean that politely. If he hasn't done the stress test, then they really haven't completely checked his heart. And that should be done first.
Right.
So.
And now
so,
what was so, this other you said, a stress echo?
Yeah, an exercise stress echo. That involves no injection for most of the time. And no radiation. And it's in the right hands, equally accurate as a nuclear stress test. And that may be another option for him. Or sometimes you can... At that age, if they have a normal EKG, just put them on the treadmill.
I'll tell you something, Ronnie, as a personal testimony to that. Last year when I had my stress test with Dr. Ken, he found out something going on in my heart that wouldn't have been possible had I not gone through the stress test and have it monitored the way he described. So you can have an EKG, you can have your blood pressure tested, you can get your blood work done, a lot of those things. But unless the doctor really knows what he's doing or she's doing and they really probe, there are a lot of things that will go unnoticed, unheeded, and that's dangerous.
Ronnie,
you need to get thorough work done.
What's really important here is that you told me initially that he had his heart checked, and don't say that because that'll mislead everybody, the doctors. He has not had his heart checked completely yet, and that should be done first, and then if that's fine, then have him see an orthopedic doctor.
Okay.
Heart first, then the muscles and the bones. Good luck to you and to your son, the good father. 888-553-7536. Out of respect to Jean, before we go on to somebody else, we'll try her one more time. Go ahead, Jean. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Like you're sitting on my lap.
Right.
Oh, I was just explaining to the other person, I'm a grandmother, and this involves my little great-granddaughter, who's only 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
She came down with some kind of a staph infection on her bottom and her back, her legs, little bumps at first, but the one on her buttocks filled with pus, and it was very, very, got very, quite large. So my granddaughter took her to the doctor, and they did tests, and they found that she did have a staph infection. So my granddaughter was given medication to give her, which she did, and it seemed to be that the infection was clearing up, but then again it started up on one of her legs, came back on one of the back of her legs, and that was very round and full of pus again. So she went back to the doctor, and the next time she went back, they told her that her little girl has now got something called MRSA, M-R-S-A. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Absolutely. Methicillin.
Yeah, but now, and she's been told, my granddaughter's been told that if her little girl cuts herself or gets a little scrape or anything of that nature, that it has to be taken care of immediately, because if it isn't, it can affect her lungs, her blood system, everything about her bones, and she's only 2 years old. Now, is she going to have to be infected with this all her life?
Well, you're asking some complicated questions, and we need to collect a lot more information about this child. MRSA's methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a mouthful. It's an infection. It's caused by a strain of bacteria that becomes resistant to the antibiotics that are commonly used to treat ordinary staph infections. It's about 1 in 100 of the staph infections. And the symptoms that you describe are quite typical. And there are several different reasons why you get this. But in this young a child, you know, I'd want to get this child evaluated to figure out why this is occurring, and that would take a good, nice medical going over. What kind of conditions is she living in?
Granddaughter is a very neat person. She's very clean, and she's been extraordinarily clean with her little girl.
Grandma, you've been there. You've seen the setting.
I know. I can't walk. I'm crippled.
Have you ever been to the house, or is that what you hear?
No, I know she's clean because I know she's a twin.
Okay.
Amy is the mother of the little girl I'm speaking about.
Right.
And she's always been a neat housekeeper.
All right.
Since this happened to her daughter, she said she's been extraordinarily clean. She's cleaning her bed. She cleaned her room.
Jean.
She checked everything.
Jean, has the child been hospitalized?
No.
Okay.
No. She's never been sick very often. She's been a healthy little girl up to this point.
And the child's not living in a crowded or unsanitary condition?
No. She has a sister. Her sister's 8 years old.
Okay.
They have two dogs. I don't know if the dogs could have anything to do with it. But not too long ago, she was staying at her grandmother's up north for a few days, and she messed in her... She's not quite potty trained yet. And she had a little accident and a little BM in her diaper, and her grandmother didn't change her right away. And when she did, she didn't even wash the little girl. She didn't wash her off.
Let me reassure you that generally this is harmless unless this bug enters the body through a cut or a wound.
Yeah.
And that's where this becomes a big issue.
Uh-huh.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. The newsletter again. I just am reading the newsletter while you were talking to that lady. I see that if you eat purple-skinned potatoes, although you recommend they be cooked in a microwave, it'll lower your blood pressure 3 or 4 points. Why do they have to be cooked in a microwave? Microwave's not really good for you, using a microwave.
I just think that's how this study was done.
Really? All right, so the study reports that. So if you cook, and one would wonder, what do you think is in the skin of purple potatoes versus the regular skin? It's amazing because everybody says the skin is the most important part. You could throw the meat of the potato away and eat the skin. That's where the benefit is of eating a potato.
I think the mind of the scientists, how they come up with their studies is what really fascinates you.
You're right. Exactly. The point is, eating potatoes of purple could be good. That's what the study shows.
Absolutely. Exactly.
A lot of other things in the newsletter you were underscoring earlier. There's so much information all the time about your specialty.
Information overload.
Yeah, and that's why you've done a second week of the information on the heart and circulation, all important info at the newsletter. Actually, go to drkenshow.com. Or to DougStephan.com, click on the, sometimes up on the screen it says, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? Just put your email address in that box and send it along, and you get free information every weekend for you to read about health and well-being. It's a public service. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the man who does the service, does the editing, does the work,
and takes your calls. Do we have time to get in too good to know real quick?
We can do that in a moment. Stand by. It's 15 before the hour on the Good Day Weekend program.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Yeah.
Hey,
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
To celebrate Veterans Day, Heinz Ketchup is asking Americans to salute our troops through a charitable campaign that raises money for Wounded Warrior Project, a nonprofit organization that honors and empowers wounded service members. The campaign, Our Turn to Serve, is featured on Heinz Ketchup bottles that participate in restaurants nationwide and encourages diners to scan a QR code using a smartphone to send a personalized thank you to those who serve while helping to raise money for a great cause. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're thrilled to partner with Heinz Ketchup, which has a history of supporting our military service members. As part of the cause campaign, Heinz Ketchup will donate 57 cents to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you sent and each like made on the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page, up to $200,000.
The campaign also encourages consumers to make their own donations to Wounded Warrior Project and to learn about their local veterans appreciation programs. To learn more, visit a participating restaurant near you now through December.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about servicing your car and yourself. All right, when you get an automobile, you always get that pamphlet and booklet that tells you about maintenance, the oil changes, the rotation of the tires, and everything that you look at the inside of that car that's going to make it very powerful and long-lasting. And most of us, of course, always keep that schedule. But do we keep the same schedule in maintaining our life? Do we keep the same schedule in maintaining our mental balance, our physical balance, and everything that goes into making our lives powerful and long-lasting? We should always take a lesson from the maintenance of our automobiles and maintain ourselves the exact same way. Give ourselves checkups. Make those changes that we need to change. Make sure that each and every time that we put our feet on the floor, we get the powerful individual that we are, because we maintained it, we deserved it, we move forward, and we purr. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. The information, not overload, but information penetration here. Ken's research during the week to help people understand things that are going on in the medical world. A couple of other good things. We've had some good. We always have good medical news, and then we have front page news, and sometimes we have news that's not so cool, but important for you to know. But in the good to know department, good news, if you have, like I do at this time of year, phlegm. There's some interesting research on that, Ken.
Yeah, let's get that one out. Out of the European Respiratory Journal, everyone needs to know this. The color of your phlegm coughed up by people is, in fact, a good indicator of whether you have a bacterial infection or not. Here it is, and this is out of the European Respiratory Journal this week. Green or yellow sputum more often than not reflects a bacterial infection, whereas clear white or rust-colored phlegm most likely does not. And this is important because these results can help doctors to determine whether or not you need to get an antibiotic. An antibiotic will help with a bacterial infection, and that's where the sputum is green or yellow. These other types of sputum tend to be caused by a viral infection, and there you don't need an antibiotic. The other bit of good news is, you're going to love this, everyone I speak to in the office, they all want to look younger, but they want to go through an easy way. They want to avoid the facelift, skip the Botox, ditch the pricey wrinkle creams. The secret to looking younger may be just looking happy. In this study, the folks who were the most happiest had the most underestimated ages. So what we learned is, if you want to look younger, just smile. Out of Psychology and Aging, I'm not making it up.
Fatherhood helps people who have grown up with the tough circumstances be healthier.
Apparently. Journal of Marriage and Family, men are less likely to drink, use tobacco, or commit crimes after they become fathers.
After they have children. All right, there it is. Back to your call. Stand by. More of them and you coming up on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Ah.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
The hour, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstephan.com with your questions that we'll answer with a plum. Let's see if we can get a couple more calls on here. Joel in Macon, Georgia. You're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Faithful listener.
Thank you.
My concern or question to the doctor is, if I'm a chef and I work long hours, sometimes a lot of days in a row without days off, if I'm working, I feel fine. I'm euphoric, I'm happy, I'm energetic, everything is great. I'll take a day off and I feel awful. By mid-afternoon.
Physically or psychologically you feel awful?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Joel, when you take a day off, do you stay at home?
Usually, yes.
What about if you take a day off outside of your home in a different environment?
Well, if for example, my kids live out of town, are grown up, so if I get up and I go and see them, if I basically stay active on my day off.
No, but let's not talk about activity. Let's first make sure this is not environmental.
Okay.
I want you to take a day off, do nothing, but not stay at home and go to a different environment and make sure there's nothing in your environment that's affecting you. Because it's a little odd that when you're active, you're not tired. Because some of the things that can cause fatigue, like a low heart rate, a low blood pressure, a low potassium, a low thyroid, a low blood count, and anemia, you know, these things I don't think would be better if you were active. It'd probably make you more tired. Also, heart disease, more tired if you're active. So I'm just wondering if there's something in your environment at home.
That's the thing. I've been struggling with this now for over 4.5 years.
Okay, but next, let's make it simple. You got to untangle it, complex things. Simplify them, have a next step. The next step is take a day off in some other environment where you rest and see if you're still tired. And call me, and then we can go from there.
Are you married, Joel?
I am married.
Is your wife home when you're home?
Exactly.
Yes, she she is.
Okay.
And do you like your wife?
Exactly.
Yeah, I do, with all my heart. But I've been to four doctors. I had a Doppler done, something where they measure the oxygen or flow from, like, from the neck to the brain. I had my testosterone levels checked. You know, I just did it recently again. The only thing they found.
Okay, so
was
the doctors can't find a cause for this, right?
No, they can't.
Okay, that, Joel, listen, don't fight me. Just do what I'm saying. Take a day off in a different environment and do nothing. Go rent a motel room somewhere and do and watch some movies.
And don't take your wife.
And don't take your wife.
Okay.
Be by yourself.
And, but don't take your girlfriend, okay?
Yeah, right. None of those things. All right, let's see where
that
goes. Call us back.
That's a joke.
888-553-7536. Some of the most interesting callers. That's a wonderfully descriptive, the way he was working at it and put the words together. Very,
don't you think that's environmental?
I think, yeah, I do. I think when you're not around, you can be with your wife. And
I mean, he said he liked her, but the way he said it, I didn't hear the passion. Did you?
No. 888-553-7536. Bonnie, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Thank you. I'll make this brief.
Please.
I'm from West Burlington, Iowa. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I have a malignant melanoma cancer.
Oh, bless your heart.
They put me on this Temodar medicine in capsules to shrink the tumor. To shrink the tumors, okay? I had surgery done 2 years ago up at the University of Iowa City. Now, the size of the tumor that they removed has come back. It's giving me trouble. It's pressing against the other tumors and the urethra and stuff like that. I do have a bath lady that comes out 3 times a day to wash me, and then my husband takes over when she's not around to wash me. My question is to you folks, would that tumor grow over the urethra to where I can't go to the bathroom? Or will I have to have surgery?
Right,
or would the Temodar keep shrinking
Bonnie,
the tumor?
Bonnie, we just have a few seconds left. Do you have a good oncologist cancer specialist?
Well, I had faith in the one down here in Burlington, Iowa. But
the answer is no.
You're at the University of Iowa is very close there. I would just call up their oncology division and ask who the specialist is for your problem, and they'll help untangle this for you.
Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. Check out the newsletter. Lots of helpful information at both websites as well. Thank you for being here for this part of Good
Thank
Day
you.
Weekend with Dr. Ken.